Hare Krishna. Yesterday's victory doesn't protect us today. Sometimes, say if a game is going on, if a match is going on between teams A and B, and team A wins one match, that does not mean that the next day when the second match is going to be played, team A is going to win again. No, there is no guarantee of that. Team B may perform better and team B may win at that time. This is a matter of just common sense. Yes, there is some advantage that team A may have because of the momentum created by the winning. But that momentum is no guarantee for winning. One has to perform on that particular day to win. So similarly for us, our own struggle, our own inner struggles against temptation, they are like a war, a match. So there is our higher side, our spiritual side, and there is our lower side, which is our selfish side. And so now when we are having this battle, some days we may have very good days. Sometimes temptation comes and with strong determination and devotion, we resist the temptation. And then we feel very good. Yes, now I'm becoming a strong, I'm becoming a serious devotee. And then the next day, suddenly the temptation comes back with greater force and knocks us down. And we feel, what happened? You know, I'm such a fallen devotee. I thought I was such a serious devotee, but what has happened now? How did such a thing happen? We may become very depressed and start feeling negative because of this. But we need to know that every day is a fresh battle. And rather than thinking that just because I was defeated, I am a fallen devotee, or just because I won, I am an elevated devotee, we need to know that rather than worrying too much about whether I am fallen or I am elevated, we should focus on trying to be committed. Committed means we are committed to fighting. We may or may not win in each of our battles against temptation. Sometimes we may lose, sometimes we may win. And of course, we have to be careful that when we lose also, there are limits. We cannot fall into terribly sinful activities. If we do, we have to take radical measures to protect ourselves. But still, the point is that we cannot expect a victory for one day to necessarily translate into victory on the next day. That expectation itself is going to set us up for frustration. A victory on one day can give us the confidence that I can win. Yes, if I absorb myself in Krishna, if I determinedly take shelter of Krishna, call for His mercy, then I can resist temptation. But that does not automatically mean that we will resist temptation. We need to actually practice bhakti sincerely on each day. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, in 5.23, Shaknoti hai vayaha sohum prak sharir vimokshanat kama krodhod bhavam vegam sayukta sa sukhi naraha. He says that Shaknoti hai vayaha sohum. Arjuna, if it is possible for you to control the senses, for how long? Prak sharir vimokshanat, throughout your life. If you control your senses like this throughout your life, then the desire that come out of kama and krodha, kama krodhod bhavam vegam, then sayukta sa sukhi naraha. So then what happens is that such a person will be well situated, such a person will be happy. So what Krishna is saying, don't expect it to be an overnight victory. Expect it to be a lifelong battle. So whenever we have any defeat, rather than becoming dejected and making that as a judgment on ourselves, oh, I am a fallen person, I am a fallen devotee, we can focus on what did I do because of which I fell. Oh, when this temptation came, when this thought came, I did like this, but I could have done like this. If I had done that like this at that time, then I would have been able to protect myself. So rather than just simply condemning, we can analyze and retrace the trajectory that we went through when we fell. And from that we can learn. The great, at one level, to know that one day's victory is not decisive or final can be a little disheartening. Oh, that means no matter how gloriously I win on one day, the next day I have to fight a fresh battle. But the opposite can be heartening also, because if we see that no defeat is also fatal. And no matter how we fall, we can always rise and keep moving onward. That is also heartening. So by recognizing that yesterday's victory does not necessarily guarantee today's victory, we can recognize that bhakti is not just about battling against temptations. Bhakti is about linking with Krishna in devotion. And if we focus on that linking, then gradually victory over temptation will be a byproduct, which will automatically come, and even when it comes, it will not infatuate us. Otherwise, if our focus is simply on defeating temptation, then when we succeed, we will become proud and we'll become inflated, and when we fail, we'll become deflated. But we will not really be devoted to Krishna. But instead, if we focus on being devoted to Krishna, then victory will come automatically as a byproduct in due course of time. And it will come without making us inflated. Because we won't need to inflate our ego, because our heart will be filled with Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.